you know where your class is. You want to do it too, Luke? All right, now the grown-ups, Luke said. Luke said the grown-ups. You going to lead us? Lead us.
One, two, three.
I love Jesus!
One, two, three.
I love Jesus!
One, two, three.
I love Jesus!
Amen. Can you call the truth? Go to 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're going to start with verse 2. Amen?
Amen.
It says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable adulteries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of pride, speaking what? Evil of you. Now right here in verse 2 it says that you should no longer live the rest of your time in the flesh to the lust of men, according to the will of the Gentiles, who did what? Who walked, it says, excess of wine. What is that? Drunkenness. Amen. The lust of the flesh. The banquetings is what? Parties. So it's trying to tell you, look, no longer should you live. When you come and you, once you are saved and you step out of that world and you become a son of God, you should no longer be living in that type of lifestyle. We've had many of you testify this morning saying that you've been fighting a battle with addiction of alcohol and drugs and what have you. And it's not just those things. People are bound by all numerous things. Anger, pride, addiction to money, to the flesh, to depression, to anxiety. The devil has everything out there. Amen? But once you become saved, you should no longer be walking around with this type of lifestyle. You should no longer be drinking and partying and carrying on and hanging around people that's going to cause you to fall. It says excess of wine. That's drunkenness. Be ye sober. Be sober-minded. Amen. Come out to the world and be different. You understand what I'm saying? But the devil is calling you and he's trying to lure you back into those type of lifestyles. Why? So he can keep you in bondage. Amen? He wants to turn around and destroy you and your soul and the calling that God has placed upon your life in order to keep you in bondage, therefore to be able to have control over you. Amen. Over your mind, over your situation, over your finances, over your marriages, over your lifestyle. And the way that he does it is through what? Through the lust of the flesh. Do you understand that? Now, if you go on down, what does it say? Once you have been saved, look at 4. It says, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of right, speaking evil of you. So once you've changed and once you've given your life over to God, once you've decided to make a difference, once you've decided to, hey, I'm not going to do them things anymore. I'm going to be a changed individual. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to go get high. I'm not going to do the things that I shouldn't do. What's the first thing that people are going to do? What does the Word of God say? We just read it. Speak evil against you. Well, that ain't the same person that I used to know. Look at them now. Who do they think they are? Oh, Mr. High and Mighty, I remember. And what's the first thing they do? It's trying to throw your past up against you. I remember when she was doing this. I remember when he was doing that. I remember when they used to do this, that, and the other. And now all of a sudden they go to church and they think they're all nice and holy. And you know they're not as peachy and perfect as what they seem to be. You understand? And you know, I'll tell you what's even colder and sick about it. You can expect that, and here's what the bad thing is. The people that's doing it to you, guess what? It's the same ones that you was running with. The ones that you trusted, the ones you allowed into your heart, the ones you allowed to come and be a part of your inner circle, them will be the ones that talk about you the most. Amen?
Amen.
Well, they ain't ever going to change. They ain't ever going to be perfect. Look at them. Who do they think they are going to church? Jealousy will rise up in their heart because they see you trying to make a difference, trying to make a change in your life. You understand? And they see that misery loves company. Amen? And the first thing they want to do is they want to try to make your life as miserable as it can be change. I'm grateful that you're trying to stop drinking. I'm grateful that you're trying to stop using these drugs. I'm grateful that you're trying to stop being a workaholic. I'm grateful that you want to spend more time with your wife and kids and family. I'm thankful that you're going to church. I'm thankful that you are turning around and praying together, reading your word together, and being one together. Amen. What's the first thing they do? Want to run you down. Want to put you down. Want to talk all outside your name. And even if you've got a little glimpse of hope, just a little bit, that says, you know what? I think I can do this. Yes. I felt God talking to me this morning in church. I felt like He was reaching out to me. I think everything's going to be okay. Then the devil's going to come quick to try to snatch that and smash it and crush it and try to destroy it. Why? So you can go back out to the evil lifestyle that you was living. You ever notice that people say, well, I don't want to go to church. Why? Because the minute I go to church, it seems like that's when all the bad stuff happens. You ever know why that is? It is war. And I'll tell you what happens. If you're going to serve the world, you're going to serve the things of the world, you're going to be a part of the world, or you're going to come out of the world and you're going to be separate and no matter what. Bring the rain, hallelujah. Bring it down, amen. Bring what you got to bring, devil, because I'm a soldier for Jehovah. I rule and reign with Christ, and there ain't no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Amen. I'm not sweating any of this stuff. Why? Because I've given it over to the Lord, and I know that God is going to take care of it. I know that God is going to take care of me. I know He's going to take care of my family. I know He's going to take care of these bills. I know He's going to take care of this situation. And running back and front, to and fro, to and fro. He wants you to take a stand and stand for Him and say, no matter what the devil brings against me, I'm going to still be standing. Amen. I'm still going to serve God. I'm still going to do what He taught me to do. I'm still going to be a preacher. I'm still going to be a teacher. I'm still going to be a husband. I'm still going to be a wife. I'm still going to be there for my family. Hallelujah. I'm not going to allow the devil to steal my soul and take me straight to hell. Amen. And no matter who talks about you, no matter who runs you down, no matter who puts you down, you turn around, you keep the smile that God has put on your face. You turn around and thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it roll that you're in the heaven. Let it roll that you're in the world. Hallelujah. But you're going to stand right for God. Amen. 110%. Be a soldier for Jehovah. Amen. Too many Christians running around today want to be the flip-flop, this, that, and the other. And God wants you to be real.
That's right.
Praise God. It's time to be real. Hallelujah. It's time to turn around and put the faking and shaking off to the side. Amen. We're in a church of religion. We're in a church of a relationship. You got to be real with God. Amen. You may be able to think you're fooling pastor.
That's right.
But I promise you,
that's right.
Jesus is watching
that's
it all.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus knows, amen. You may be able to fool your daddy. You may be able to fool your mama. But I promise you, Jesus knows what's going on. Amen. Jesus knows when them husbands is calling them girls and going to the hotels of women when you cheating on your husband. Jesus knows. He sees it. He knows when you go into that dark place in that little spot to try to get high or try to get drunk. He knows when you think that you're fooling everybody. Jesus knows it. He sees it, amen. And He ain't happy. He wants you to be real this morning. Be real 110%. 110%. And don't allow nobody to take you to the left or to the right. Turn around and tell God, God, all you've done for me, and all you want me to do is be obedient. That's all He's asking. Be obedient. He wants you to serve Him. Not the things of the world.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This world is dying, church. It's passing away.
Pastor.
And everything in it is going to go right along with it. Every single thing. If we focus more on God than we do the things of the world, guess what? Our relationship with Jesus will be a whole lot better. Amen. Where are your priorities this morning? Hallelujah. Where are they? Where is your mind at this morning? Is it on the message? Or is it on the beer at Circle K? Is it on the message? Or is it on the cigarette as soon as you walk out and fire up and go to the parking lot? You going to do as soon as you pick up the phone and say, it's late night hour, let's go have our time with one another? Where is the message? Is it in here? Is it in here? See, we can fool each other, but you can't fool God. God knows all. He even knows your thoughts. Amen. He knows what's going on. And the devil does too. And he's trying to steal everything that he can from you. He's trying to take it all, church. He wants to leave you sick, broken, disgusted, and can't be trusted. He wants to destroy you. And guess what? Many of us, if somebody came up against us or came up against our mamas or our daddies or our families, what's the first thing we would do? We'd fight our heart out. Amen? You ain't going to touch my brother. You ain't going to touch my sister. You ain't going to come against my family. We're going to be there for one another. And if the devil comes up against us, so what do we do? What do we do? Say it again, sister. Lay down and, ooh, woe is me. My life is so horrible. I don't know what we're going to do. This is happening, that's happening, that's happening.
Yeah.
Is that sound like a song? You know, the devil seeks who he can devour. Like a lion, like a raging tiger. He's seeking whom he can devour. And where does the tiger go? He goes after the weak ones, the sick. He goes after the ones that he knows he can get. Every one of you should be a strong soldier and stand there for the Lord. And when the devil comes up against you, and when your brothers and sisters that's sitting in this church house that you love and you call your brothers and sisters, when they too weak and they say, hey, I'm going through a battle. Hey, the addictions is getting me. Hey, pray for me so I can stay strong. Every one of you should turn around and say, here you go, brother. Get behind me. Get behind me. I'll help you fight. I'll help you go the distance. How? By praying on my knees.
Amen.
I'm going to help you beat the devil.
That's right.
I'm not going to judge you.
That's
I'm not
right.
going to run you down.
That's
I'm right. not going to put you down.
Amen.
I'm not going to smile in your face
That's
and
right.
hug you and kiss your face and then turn around and stab you in your back. Amen. I get so sick of it. We can expect that garbage from the world. But it gets pretty cold-blooded when we're sitting up in the church house. We have people look at us and smile at us, hug us and kiss us. Tell us they ain't never going to leave us. They ain't never going to forsake us. They going to be riders with us. They going to stand with us. And then next thing you know, be the very first one to be behind you, stabbing your back, telling all your business.
Right.
Putting you down and calling themselves a man of God. Calling themselves a woman of God. How in the world do we expect the world to come in here and be saved if we act more like the world than the world does? Amen.
Right.
A family that sticks together.
Hallelujah.
That fights together.
Yes.
That prays together.
Yes.
That encourage one another.
Yes.
Not put each other down. Not stab each other in the back. Not run around and tell everybody's business.
That's right.
Being a gossiper and a busybody.
Right.
What did the Bible say? It said, when you don't run with them no more in the same excess of right, they speak evil with you. When you don't want to participate in that hypocrisy, amen. Being a hypocrite, guess what? Oh, you don't want to still do the same stuff with us? Well, then we going to bash you. Well, you ain't going to... You really think brother so-and-so's doing good? Let me tell you what he's been doing. You see how that works? The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He calls to bring division.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
Where does he start the division at? In the church. If you can divide you guys amongst each other, then guess what? It's going to be a whole lot easier to pick you off at home.
That's right.
Why? Because you ain't got no fellow brothers and sisters to ride with you.
That's right.
You're over there trying to fight a battle by yourself. How many times have you just wished that you could turn around and call somebody and tell them, hey man, I need some prayer.
That's right.
I need some prayer. Please help me.
Yes.
Why? Because the devil's beating on my back door and I got to have some backup.
Amen.
Why didn't you call somebody? Why didn't you let somebody know? Because I didn't want nobody knowing my business. That's a shame when we are a body of Christ and we can't even be free there for one another. Amen?
Yes, amen.
You should never. What I like about some of you people in the church, I'm not going to mention names, but I guarantee you, you know, some of you may look at them and say, man, I thought they had 10 days clean. I thought they had 5 days. I thought they don't feel again. What's wrong with them people? How come they can't get it straight? You know what I'd rather have them in my church that's going to be real?
Hallelujah.
Amen. That says, hey, you know what? I messed up again. Pray for me. Pray for me. Then the other ones will turn around and judge and say, well, who do they think? You know, man, what if they even come to church? You know they're going to fall when they come this weekend. What business is that of yours?
That's right.
What business is that of yours? It ain't. It ain't none of your business.
That's right.
And if you're that concerned about it, guess what? When we had prayer call, guess where you should be?
Praying.
Right down here on your knees, hitting your face for them. Amen.
Right.
Why? Because it's the body of Christ. If your finger hurts, guess what? Your whole body feels it, don't it? If you call yourself a body of Christ, and one of your members of the church is hurting, every one of you should be right there praying for you. Every one of you should say, hey man, you know what? I got your back. I'm going to be there for you. Had a member of the church. She done called me 3 times a day for the last 3-4 days. God bless her. Pastor, I'm still doing good. Pastor, I'm still making it.
Praise God, amen.
Nighttime come around. Pastor, I'm still clean.
Praise God.
I'm still growing strong. One time she didn't call me like she was supposed to. And I got a little worried and I called. She said, I just slept. I'm still making it.
Amen.
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 Let's go over to, I'm going to wrap it up. Go to verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happening unto you. But what is it supposed to do? But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. If you be reproached, hallelujah, for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and God resteth where? Upon you. And their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. So when people speak bad about you, when they talk bad about you, and they rub you down, and they call you all upside your name, because you're trying to make a difference, because you're trying to do what God wants you to do, because you're doing your best of all you can do, it says what? 14, if you reproach for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Happy are ye.
Amen.
And a lot of times we don't feel happy when people talk about us, do we? A lot of times we get sad and we get oppressed and we get down and we get out and we feel like giving up because we're like, man, they just don't know how hard I'm trying. They just don't know what I'm doing. They all the time want to throw my past in my face. That everybody wants to run me down and put me down. Can't they just be happy I'm trying to make a difference?
That's right.
I got one amen out of the whole group.
Amen.
Guess all y'all doing good, huh? When they talk about you, see, this is what's hard. Because when you try, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When you serve God, amen, you're going to find out who your true friends are, amen. Because I promise you, when you make a stand for Jesus, every one of you so-called, girl, I got your back, it's me and you, you're going to find out who's really there for you, amen. Man, we're going to be together till the wheels fall off. They'll be the first ones to jump out the car. When you start serving Jesus, guess what? You're going to look down at that whole phone that you have full of people. They're going to be like, hey, let's go drink. And you serve God. Hey, I got a sack. Let's go get high. Man, I'll quit doing that. Man, I got some good. Let's go do it. I'll stop doing that too. Man, what, you a square? No, I found God. Oh, this man's tripping. Amen? You're going to find out who your real friends is.
Right.
Here go another one. Some of you that don't drink or smoke or do drugs, you're going to think, I ain't going to leave you out. I got something for you.
Come with it, Pastor.
As long as you got that pocket full of money, you got all kinds of friends. Amen? Let you fall on some hard times and see who's going to be there for you. You ever notice when the money run out, the friends run out? When you start serving God, you will find out who your true friends are.
Right.
You will find out who truly loves you and who's truly going to be there for you. Who's still going to be praying for you, lifting you up. Listen to me as I close. Misery loves company. It loves it. And when you're trying to do good and you're trying to do right, you be able to be expecting misery to come. I ain't seen you a long time. What you doing? Man, that's the devil. I'm telling you, heads up.
That's right.
It's real.
Yes.
Ain't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And what's the first thing they want to do? Start reminiscing about the old time. Remember when we used to do this? Remember how much fun we used to do when we were doing that? Remember how we used to that? And then what's that little seed get up in there? What you going to start thinking? Man, we did have a good time. Instead of you saying, hey, won't you come to church with me on Sunday morning?
Amen.
I know a man named Jesus that can set you free.
Yeah.
I know a man named Jesus that can take the hurt up out of your heart. Amen.
Praise
take
that,
the pain away.
Praise that,
make it where you ain't got to do them nasty things no more.
Right.
But give you a shine all over your face where you just bling.
Praise
be happy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When people see you, they'll see that glow. They'll say, man, what the what you got? What you got? Can I get some of that? Yeah, you sure can. It's all King Jesus.
Yeah.
Be happy when they talk about you. Be happy. I know it's hard. Believe me. Pastor, if anybody knows, boy, Pastor knows. Boy, good Lord. The ones that you think love you the most be the ones that get you. I'm like, man, how they going to get me like that? But the Bible tells me to be happy.
Amen.
To be happy. And I'll read it as I close. I'll read it one more time. But rejoice. No matter how bad you want to cry, no matter how bad it hurts your feelings, no matter how sad it makes you when you feel betrayed. Hallelujah. Even Jesus had a Judas. Amen. Even Jesus had a Judas. When they stab you in your back and betray your friendship and your family, your brothers, your sisters, your mama, your daddy, whoever, when they all turn again, the Bible says the members of your own household will be the ones that get enemies.
That's right.
When you serve God, you're going to find out who really is going to be there for you.
Amen.
You're really going to find out. No matter how bad it hurts you and tears you up and makes you want to cry when the best friend or the best person that you love the most is be the one to stab you in the back. The Bible says, rejoice. Inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. Why are you suffering? Because you're taking a stand for Christ.
Amen.
You're taking a stand for Christ. And the devil don't like it. so he coming against you. When the husband, the wife, the kids, the family, the brother, the sister, the friends, the partners, when they come against you for Jesus, rejoice. It says, then his glory shall be revealed. Hallelujah. The glory of God will be revealed inside of you. Isn't that beautiful, church?
Yes, it is.
Stay away from the way of the world. Remember, as we learned before, it says to stay away from it. In time past, our life sufficient to rock the wheel of the Gentile. No longer do those things. Stop. Stop it. It's going to hurt you. It's going to steal your love, your joy, your peace, your happiness, your family. Leave the world alone. We grown now. Amen. Enough is enough. Leave your stuff alone. Hallelujah. It's the same tool the devil keeps using, and he just throws it out there, and you just keep nibbling, and finally, pow, he got you. And that's how it happens, just like that.
Yes, that's right.
And you want to ask yourself, how did this happen to me? You've been nibbling on the bait.
Yep.
Leave it alone. Stay in the house of the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's stand. Y'all must up after this. I pray God takes a big old stick and beats y'all senseless. Y'all better stop messing up now. Time to be real. Y'all got callings and anointings on your life. Time to be soldiers for the Lord. Time to make a stand. Amen.
Amen.
Raise your hand for the blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask that you bless each and every person here, dear Heavenly Father, with a spirit of strength, dear God, as a warrior, that they may not go back and forth, that they may be able to overcome the devil and help others, dear Heavenly Father, as they pick them up and lead them and guide them and show them King Jesus, dear God. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Bless their homes, bless their marriages, bless their finances, bless them with love, with joy, with peace, with happiness, dear God, and take away the sorrow, the hurt, the pain, and the misery, and let them see the true, the one and only King of all kings and Lord of all lords, Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, in Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen and amen.